Nearly 300 people were tested for COVID-19 for the first time at Hartford's North End at a mobile site where health insurance or a doctor's referral were not required. The mobile testing site is a collaboration between Hartford Healthcare, Phillips Metropolitan Church, and other community partners. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay has more.
Drive-through testing centers in Hartford have been active for nearly 2 months, but many North End residents don't have cars or rely on public transportation to get around. Sasa Harriet is a registered nurse who runs Harriet Home Health Services. Her staff has gone into homes to treat COVID-positive patients and register people for the mobile testing.
Our folks didn't know where they can go and get a test. How can they get a test while they're in isolation, while they're told to stay home? They're being told that Black people are dying, you know, more, so the fear.
She said the lack of access to testing and unclear information has meant that many of the city's residents of color haven't gotten tested. Ada Suarez is a social worker who came in the morning to get tested and then planned to spend her afternoon spreading the word in the neighborhood about the free testing.
My immune system is compromised, and I need to make sure, number one, that I don't have it, that I am not a carrier, and that right now I'm okay. Also, in this community, we have a lot of minority African American and Latino. So I want them to understand, as a social worker, the importance of getting this test.
Hartford County has the second highest COVID-19 death toll in the state. State Senator Doug McCrory said it was important to offer testing in communities heavily impacted by the coronavirus.
We knew that we needed to have a site right here in our communities where people can walk and come get tested, where people have access to health care. This is just the first layer of what needs to be done.
McCrory says that in the weeks and months that follow, more needs to be done to ensure that the city's Black and brown residents can continue to get tested and receive thorough care. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.